Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Austin's here from Home Street Bank.
And I'm Reba Haas from Team Reba.
Where every week at 3 o'clock every Tuesday, we talk about real estate and finance and bring you up to date on what's going on in our local markets and with local interest rates and everything. That's all good. Everything's hopping and busy. And today we're talking about open houses.
Yes.
And, you know, kind of the good and the bad that goes along with
and
that.
And the ugly.
And the ugly.
So, well, you know, your comment right before the break was, you know, who wants to go and be hassled and feel like someone's trying to sell them,
right?
Or be like, hey, come here, be my buyer. You
right,
know?
Right. So, let me just follow you around this house like three steps behind.
Let me creep
you.
Factor on you.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Gotcha. Well, okay. So I mentioned that I have this conversation with my clients all the time because it's a combination of open houses and new construction because they're both kind of the same.
Sure.
Right. Many people don't realize when you go to new construction, you can have representation. Those people who sit there on the site agents kind of sort of, they work for the marketing company working for the seller. So they kind of sort of don't really do a phenomenal job of the agency, of buyer side.
Right, right.
And you can have somebody. So if you have someone that you're working with or you know that you want to work with, even if you're still doing the, hey, I don't want to bother you, the thing that you can do as a consumer is when you walk in, all you have to do is just let them know. And it doesn't have to be this negative kind of energy situation. You say, hey, I know you're here to do these things. I came because I wanted to see this. Didn't want to bother my agent, but I am working with. And just say the name.
Okay, so as a consumer, as long as you go in and you see that agent, you just let them know up front.
Yeah,
hey,
you just identify
it. Working with a realtor?
You just identify because either that person is there hoping to get new buyers.
Exactly.
Or they're actually there representing the seller. Mm-hmm. And they're there happily to share information with you and find a buyer because we do know, the good ones of us know right now, a lot of those buyers are out there by themselves. And we want them to still get what they need because if this is a place they're going to be interested in, we need to encourage them to put those offers forward, right? It's part of our job. So even the site agent, they still get paid even if you bring your own agent.
Of course.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
So talking about agency and what that is and just telling somebody, yes, I'm working with so-and-so. You know, like if someone says, hey, I'm working with Reba over at Team Reba at RE/MAX, perfectly fine. And you're going to see one of two things. Either that person will remain helpful and friendly, or they're just going to go, oh, okay, well, help yourself. Let me know if you have any questions.
Mm, right.
And then they'll go off and do something else and go turn their attention elsewhere. Or they'll go sit down and watch a football game or something. Fine. Yeah. So what? You still get what you wanted, which is walking around the place on your own. I experienced that a lot this last weekend in West Seattle. You know, people came in and we have a login requirement. And people shouldn't be afraid to do that because a lot of the tools nowadays, all you have to do, again, if you're working with an agent, just identify that as such, and then they won't bug you.
Right.
You know, we always ask questions like, how, because I still need to also track my marketing. How did someone find this house? Were they just walking down the street?
Right.
Did my Zillow ads help out? Did some other online, did they see it on social media? Did they get a friend who referred them? Did their agent send them over? Because the thing is as soon as I hear from somebody that they've got an agent, I'm like, oh, great. What's their name? And then, you know, they just tell me, I'm like, okay, fantastic. If I hear from them then, I'll know that it's for you. Fantastic.
Right.
Wonderful. Happy to know. You know, because the thing is, I, on an agency side of things, I still have to act honestly and in good faith with the public. Mm-hmm. You know, I have a duty of confidentiality to my client, but I still have to be open enough to, you know, the consumers. So here's the other thing, though. We mentioned this the other week. There's a large number of folks who have moved here from non-U.S. locations.
Right.
And we
do not understand how this whole system works.
Exactly.
That you have a listing agent, you have a selling agent, the listing agent represents the seller, the selling agent represents the buyer.
A majority of the rest of the planet doesn't do their agency the way we do.
That's right. That's right. We're special. We
are, but we say it differently for you.
Right. Say very slowly for me. So we're lucky in that respect, though, that you can actually, have that representation, and you just don't get that in a lot of places.
Consumer protection really put that in place in the 80s.
Right.
Because it used to be all agents represented the seller, but that changed a long time ago.
Well, and Seattle was actually one of the first really markets that brought on buyer agency.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
there was a time,
my mentor,
right,
was one of the first ones in yeah. town.
And there was a time when if you had a buyer's agent representing you, you know, that buyer's agent was
oh, they considered them
castigated.
Dirt.
That's
oh, yeah.
right. They would be refused
oh, I'm glad
entry
you said
to homes.
I thought you were going to say something else.
Yeah. It was
Dr.
not good.
Snip.
It was not good. Yeah, it was really difficult for a very long time. So anyway, I'm just going to keep talking right over the top of that comment there.
Go right ahead.
So what about this? Correct or not correct? Mm-hmm. There's a belief amongst a lot of buyers mm-hmm. that if they bypass the buyer agent, they go directly to the listing agent, that they're going to get a better deal on that home.
Not in today's market.
Explain how does that work?
Well, I've seen in other markets when we haven't had less than a month of inventory, where someone wants to try and now use what would have been paid to a buyer agent to yeah. negotiate the price. But I will tell you, there's a lot of agents who, you know, here's a deal. Hello, general consumer, what you don't realize, because this is a topic that comes up, legally, that listing agreement, that's a contract between the listing agent and the seller, and mm-hmm. they are not required to modify that at all.
Correct.
And so oftentimes people think that that's how they're going to bypass that. In fact, I've had those situations come up, and, you know, it just depends. It all depends. You know, every transaction is so uniquely different than another, because maybe the property is, you know, not the best property.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's the only way you're going to get a buyer. But if you're going to walk into this marketplace today, if someone was to walk in that place on Alki or walking into this Bellevue property we just put on,
mm-hmm.
no go. Right. That's going to be just a no go. I'm going to tell you that right now, because we're expecting multiple offers. You know, we're pricing reasonably, but mm-hmm. we're expecting multiple offers. And if someone thinks that that's going to be their play, it's probably going to go very poorly. And they're going to get shut out a lot. And it's going to take them a very, very long time to find what they're looking for.
Yeah, interesting. Well, yeah, and I suppose you've got to use a different strategy to be the winner you know, in this market.
Well, yeah, You came up with a very interesting scenario the other day. We probably shouldn't bring it up for today, but maybe another time. But even the for sale by owner situation, where someone thinks they don't always go so smooth.
No, yeah, we could talk about that briefly, but we have a transaction going right now, and it's a for sale by owner, so there are no realtors representing mm-hmm. either the buyer or the seller. And what happened was the appraiser went out to appraise the property, and I got a little more of the story since you and I about it. But the seller asked the appraiser, well, what do you think about the price? And the appraiser said, well, I really can't answer that until I finish my report, but I can show you some comparable sales that I'm looking at. And then the appraiser talked about some homes in the neighborhood.
Okay.
Well, there was one home that was listed down the road that was about $100,000 higher than the sale price on this. Well, it was a bad listing and a bad example, and the appraiser meant to use that as a bad example.
Mm-hmm.
The seller heard that and thought, aha, my home's worth $100,000 more.
Oh, so it wasn't quite the scenario
yeah.
that you
So the seller all of a sudden decided their home was worth way, way more than mm-hmm. what they had agreed to sell it for, and immediately tried to back out of the transaction
right.
and renegotiate the price.
Yeah, not a good situation for anyone. But I want to make sure we get to our class.
Yes,
because
absolutely.
Speaking of that, that's one
educating
great,
our people.
Yes. How do you keep that from happening?
Right.
Yeah. you go get educated.
You have knowledge. That's right.
We're right. learning is good.
That's
so
right.
On May 21st, we're doing a class at the RE/MAX East Side location on Southeast 8th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Right.
And we're doing that. That's one of the Washington State Housing Finance Commission sponsored classes.
This is the official sanctioned class for first-time home buyers, which entitles you to special access to special loan programs, including the mortgage credit certificate, a tax credit of 20% of your mortgage interest for as long as you own the home. Really, really cool program.
Yeah. Oh, it's an excellent program. We have someone using it right now.
Absolutely. And so this is, yeah, Saturday, May 21st. If you're interested in attending that class,
mm-hmm.
just...
Yeah, we already have a few signups.
Yeah. Email Reba, mm-hmm. info@teamreba.com, or tweet Team Reba, or mm-hmm. tweet Erica is my banker.
We want to thank you for listening to Open House with Team Reba. We'll be back next week, Tuesday at 3 p.m.
Welcome. Thanks again. Have a great week. We'll see you next Tuesday at 3 o'clock.
Go enjoy that sunshine.
Thank you for listening to Open House with Team Reba. To contact us, visit Team Reba at re/Max Metro East Side on Facebook or email info@teamreba.com. Join us again next Tuesday at 3 for more Open House with Team Reba here on Business Radio 1300 KKOL. Program sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.